Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you earn, save and make more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Today's episode is about how to increase your chances of getting the highest savings rate out of your bank. Now, this is not easy because it could involve leaving your current bank and opening an account with someone else. But here's the thing. There's a new banking law that makes this a lot easier that you'd be missing out on thousands of dollars if you decide not to consider it. So a little bit of background. Back in 2018, so we're looking at 6 years now, the government passed a law under what they call the Consumer Data Right, or CDR. This gives the consumer, that's you and me, the right to tell our bank to provide our personal banking data to other banks or other third-party provider if we want to. Why? Because in the past, banks kept our personal data under lock and key, and that's why it was very hard to switch banks. So today, this law is now 2 years old, and it's called Open Banking. For short, and it's a full-fledged service of all the big banks and other finance institutions. And we want to talk about how this can benefit you. In fact, by the end of this episode, with the help of our guest, you can reap the benefits from this new law today. How? First, let's talk about how this law can give you access to the best savings rates. To begin with, we've invited Maxime Shorey, co-founder of personal finance fintech startup Upworth. A bit about Maxime, he was managing director of Rocket Internet Scale-Ups. He also worked in strategy consulting for PwC Strategy and awarded Forbes 30 Under 30 in 2022. Maxime, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Michelle. Very glad to be here.
So to start with, I'd like us to discuss your white paper, which you released just this year, called Owning Your Savings Account. What were your key findings?
Thanks. I mean, a pretty fascinating space, the savings account landscape in Australia. So look, I mean, I think let's start with giving a few numbers, if you don't mind. The first one, 30 billion. That's the amount of unearned interest that Australians are missing on collectively per year. So that represents around almost 1.5K Australian dollar per year that are missed by every Australian adult. Why is that? There are a few reasons. We actually analyzed the savings account industry and in Australia and realized there are four ways the landscape is broken, right? The first one, that there is a very wide discrepancy between banks in terms of savings rates that are available. From 0%, yes, there are some savings accounts at 0%.
And they call it savings account.
And it is called savings account, interestingly, up to, you know, more than 5.7% of interest rate per annum. So that's the first very big variety between banks. But you also have, and that's also a problem, that within banks, you have many different savings account products with different interest rates, which makes it even more confusing, right? And so this complexity, the third point that we've identified, that is the big complexity of the savings account products, right? People are overwhelmed and lost between headline rate, introductory rate, base rate, bonus rate. It's quite confusing. On top of that, there are some tiers based on how much balance you have. So all of these things put together for more than 165 savings account products in the country. It's really confusing. And on top of that, banks keep changing the rates frequently. So with all of this, there is no wonder why we discovered that 71% of savings accounts with bonus rates in this country are actually not earning the bonus rate. So typically a savings account, let's say, will have 0.2% of base rate that you get whatever happens. And maybe 4.5% that you would get if you meet certain conditions. So the total is 4.7. But actually 71% of accounts will not earn this bonus rate. And so that's why it explained the number I've mentioned, one of the key reasons why Australians are missing out on that.
Just to recap, you've thrown a few shockers there in terms of what it means for consumers. thinking that they're getting the savings rate, but in fact, they're not. So a couple of things that I just want to check. One, 71% of people who think they're saving money or they're getting an interest rate aren't getting the bonus rate. So what's the point? And secondly, that this is $30 billion collectively that we're missing out. So we know that it's complex. This information is not hard, is not easy to get. But again, going back to open banking, that's why you were able to collect this kind of information.
Absolutely. So look, open banking is amazing, and it's also called consumer data rights. And so the name speaks for itself. It's to empower consumers with their rights and their right over their data versus having the banks to keep those data. Now they can actually use it and share it with third parties that can provide value such as Upwork. And so typically the banks, by this law, are obliged to share all the information about their banking products, including saving products, to a public data warehouse on which companies such as Upwork can access, and then structure the data in a way that's clear and efficient for people to make the right choice.
All right. So, I mean, if someone were to say to me, Michelle, you need to pick one of these two bags. One has more money, the other one, not a lot of money. Of course, I will pick the one with more money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why is it that people just aren't availing of these savings rates? What's stopping them from that?
Yeah. So yeah, there has been complexity that's been built on purpose, because obviously when we say 30 billion that are missing for Australians, consumer, that's actually extra money made by the bank, because you are essentially lending your money to the banks, right? 30% of the funding of the banks in Australia come from depositors, you and me. And so, yeah, that's the second part of the story, right? And so why, obviously, there are some biases, human biases or mistakes that we make that lead us to this inefficient outcome, right? So a few of them we can mention a few of them. Is that if we are proposed $100 bag today or $200 tomorrow, then many people actually prefer to take the $100, much less, but today, right? So present bias, which is also, as a consequence, we don't want to make the effort today to make more money in the future, and hence we don't move, or let's say we don't switch savings account, right? That's one of the bias. Another one is information overload, as I mentioned, right? We are just overwhelmed by so much information, and the human reaction to that is just to freeze. We don't know what to do, we just do nothing, right? There are other biases, like overconfidence, right? So the typical example is that you do a survey of the population asking, oh, do you think you are smarter than average? And like, okay, 80% of the population think they are smarter than average. So obviously, and same for savings account, we think that we are doing better than we are actually doing. So that's another of the biases at play. Loss aversion is a big one as well, right? We are really concerned when we are losing like $2 extra to pay for a coffee, but making an extra 1.5K over the year, then we are not as concerned, because we are more concerned by what we can lose than the potential extra we can make. That's also a psychological bias of the human mind, right?
So what I'm hearing here is that the odds are stacked against normal people to even get the highest savings rates.
Yes.
So you talked about the behavioral biases. So we understand that. So now we know why 70% of people aren't getting the bonus rate. For example, we know there's 30 billion, and let's say next year we want to reclaim that 30 billion. I'm not even getting a Christmas card from my bank for that 30 billion. But what are the practical steps that people can do today? They're listening to this podcast today. What do they need to do first to get out of that kind of bias and the hurdles?
Yeah, I mean, look, the first step is to know about our bias. So the first step, we have already progressed on that, right? Then the second step is, okay, now that I'm conscious of those bias, how I can make sure that I don't fall into the trap and I actually start acting today, right? So I would say my first recommendation would be, okay, like let's say this week, let's save 30 minutes of my time where I'm going to spend to try to figure out where do I stand and what change I could make. And look, I mean, one of the options, so first of all, it's actually difficult to do that manually, right? Because there are more than 165 savings account products in Australia, all with their specific like conditions and interest rates and et cetera. So that's why we have built our Upwork savings account scanner, right? To help people to do that and much more easily faster way, where you can rank different products based on their interest rate and your specific situation. I can explain a bit more on that if you want.
What I'm hearing is that with technology and this new law, there is another option besides the manual gathering of documents.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, for me, when I'm considering switching home loans or when I'm looking at credit cards, the first thing I do is sit down on a Saturday afternoon. I get all my IDs. I look at all my direct debits the last 3 months. And then once I've got that ready, I know that I can call a bank and I've got all the information. So that's option one. That's for the 1990s child. But today, again, Upworth is a tech startup and you have this new platform that allows people to input their details. And thanks to the open banking law, then you do all the hard work. Is that correct?
So we do like the first part of the hard work. So let me quickly explain how it works. So yeah, exactly. You go on Upworth on your website. So upworth.com.au, either on your laptop or on your phone, right? And then you sign up, then you connect a savings account. And then you will be able to compare your specific condition, your specific savings account to the market. And so what we do essentially, first thing, we tell you, okay, what has actually been your effective interest rate, right? Because as we are saying, maybe you have in mind that you are earning 5, but you're actually earning 0.2 because you're not meeting the condition. So we'll tell you, okay, what has been so far your effective interest rate? Then second step, we'll tell you, okay, how are you doing compared to the market, right? How much are you missing out? So on a, you know, 1 year period, 5 year period, with the current balance that you have, how many dollars you're actually missing out on compared to the best products in the market in terms of interest rate. But we do that specifically for your account balance and for your condition, right? It's important because, again, different tiers, so different size of account balance will lead to different interest rates in different savings account products. So instead of you having to do all this analysis manually, we actually automatically rank it in a clear dashboard and you can decide and see what are the extra amounts that you could make based on the product. And so on top of that, we actually help you also follow up and stay on top, because as we mentioned, the rates can also change. We also have like introductory rates, right, that are usually for 3 or 6 months, they end after some time. So we'll get you an automatic update to inform you that your introductory rate will end, which I can tell you banks are not doing, or most of them are the ones I have, right? And also tell you on exactly monitoring your bonus rate achievement. We've seen that most people are missing it. And so, yeah, we'll actually send you alerts and reports on that. So that's the advantage of connecting your account. You get a lot of insight that are not only generic insight, but actually very tailor-made, very specific to you. That's the beauty of leveraging technology and data. To be clear, however, so of course on each of the products, so we don't have any agreement with any bank. So we don't get any money from any bank. We are fully independent. But we do put the link for each of the savings accounts in our dashboard. We put the link directly that links to the bank and the specific savings product that we are speaking about. That said, at this point, we do hope that the CDR regime, actually, there is a law, there is a vote in Parliament in August about the CDR and the new implementations. But at this point, the CDR is actually obliging banks to share the data, but there is no flow to actually, let's say, switch accounts through the CDR at this point in time. So if you want to switch account, you will have to actually go to your existing bank, close it, and first open another bank account where you will transfer your money from one bank to another. But that's really entirely up to you.
So that is literally the missing link at the moment.
Yeah.
So to recap, we're big supporters of tech startups. I think this country needs more technology entrepreneurs, for example, and Upworth is certainly one of the fintechs that people are looking at. But for our listeners, there are options out there depending on your personal situation. There are comparator sites now for savings rates, whether it's Mozo, CanStar, and whatnot. But there is the affiliate link. So there are consequences depending on what you choose. But again, it's really about this new law that allows us more chances of getting the right savings account for us. It's almost like a virtual assistant to your savings account, right? It alerts you when there's a new introductory rate and so forth. So it's definitely worth looking at. Very quickly, what about people who are scared of privacy breaches, cybersecurity issues?
In the past, you're a bank, you have a big wall, you protect money better than others, right? But now with technology, whether you're small or big, pretty much everyone is using the same global providers of cybersecurity And so, yeah, that's the good thing for us, smaller players, coming startups, because yeah, it guarantees the same level of security than bigger players, right? And I think another point related to this security and data privacy, actually, we don't sell the data to any third party. It's only used for your own benefit as user or Upwork to give you insight, to give you these alerts that we mentioned. So that's really important for us. And lastly, I think it's important for us to make it as easy and smooth as possible to delete your data. So in Upwork, it's everywhere. You can see everywhere. Delete. You want to delete any of the connection you've made, you can do it. And it will be deleted from your profile, from our data infrastructure as well. So it's clean. You have only what you need or what you want. Whenever you change your mind, it's deleted and it's gone. So I think that's really our philosophy here.
Amazing. So that's all we have time for today. But once again, if you're listening to this, you have $2,000 or $5,000, I urge you to have a look at upwork.com.au, see whether it's right for you or the comparator sites out there. But essentially, there is this new law that allows you to save hundreds of dollars, if not 1,500 of that 30 billion pot. Thank you for joining us, Maxime. That's been a real pleasure to have you here in the studio.
Pleasure shared. Thank you.
Before we go, if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast or this episode, please share it with your friends and family. You have a finance question you'd like us to cover in future episodes, do drop us a line on podcast@moneymag.com.au. Until next, I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.